Hey everyone, welcome to
Attentive Fatherhood
on the Bleave Podcast Network. I'm Bradley Hasemeyer. Each week, I bring you honest and hilarious conversations with men from all types of backgrounds. But at the end of the day, we all just want to be better dads. Hey, attempters. Oh my gosh, man. It has been a minute, right? How are you? How the heck are you doing? It's officially here. It's happening. That's right. This is the beginning, the kickoff, season 4. Man, I'm so excited. Now, if you are new to the show, I want to say welcome, hello. This is a safe space. Attempting Fatherhood is a passion project I took on because I'd had so many great conversations with dads over the years. It was always really fun connecting with some of my old college roommates and friends. But then I just kept wondering, like, how can we get this message and these conversations and this community out there? And this is kind of my attempt. And what I love about being a dad, amongst a number of other things, is that when you meet other dads, it doesn't really matter what your resume is or even what you do for a living, you can still have this instant connection, right? Do you feel this way? Over the fact you're just, I'm a dad, I'm trying my best. I don't know if you're a CEO or, you know, you're working an hourly, you know, fast food job. If you've got a kid, you understand the issues with diapering and teething and, you know, how to teach your kid to be, kind, but also kind to themselves and not a doormat, but also not, you know, a wrecking ball. So it's like all this kind of stuff, right? And so that's what this is. This came out of that. This is a safe space, like I joked about earlier, but this is a space that encourages dads in a way that we don't normally actively seek, right? I get it. I'm like you. I am a dad. I don't actively seek this out. I don't, until recently, until this podcast, I didn't really have a text chain with dads where I could be like, what do you guys think about this? Or like, oh my gosh, I'm pulling my hair out here, you know, this type of thing. So that's what this is. Welcome to Attempting Fatherhood. Thanks for being here. Well, there you go, going through puberty. So if you missed any episodes from the past 3 seasons, I would encourage you really go back, head on over there, listen. You can listen on Spotify. You can listen on Apple. I don't know where you're listening right now, but according to my statistics, probably Apple. If you're ever feeling discouraged, which of course every dad does, just pick up your headphones, click on one of the shows, and I guarantee you, you will realize you are not alone. I've spoken with dads who were single dads, newly divorced, about to divorce. I've talked with dads who have brand new kids, like 2 months old. I've got dads I've spoken with whose kids are in college and they're growing up. So there's like kind of a whole range there, but they all bring their authenticity and their honesty, and I love it. So it's such a fun project to be able to do. So what is making season 4 bigger and better than ever? Oh, so many things, guys, so many things. First, great guests, as always, but even bigger guests, which is awesome. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. I'm also adding a video component. That's taking a little bit of time to kind of sort that out. But on YouTube, which turns out, I don't know if you know this or not, the second largest search engine behind Google. So people go to Google like, where should I get an oil change? But people go to YouTube to be like, how do I get an oil change? So, or how do I change my own oil? So I'm going to try to incorporate a video component as I'm interviewing all these dads through the platform I'm using. So you're going to be able to go on YouTube and see us, which is great, as I'm getting older. So, and I will of course have a link to that page on attemptingfatherhood.com. You can head over there, as well as in each of the episodes. Unfortunately, at this point, since I just started the YouTube channel, you can't have a custom URL like youtube.com/attemptingfatherhood till you get 100 subscribers. So please subscribe. Otherwise, I'm telling people go to youtube.com/rx_311 7. It's confusing. So I would love if you got on board with that. So that's good. Our Instagram, speaking of following and subscribing, at Attempting Fatherhood, has been steadily growing, which has been really fun. Been getting great notes and comments, and been able to interact with other dads that have interviewed in the past and that I'm excited about interviewing coming up as well. So thankful for all the love there. If you aren't following us there, of course, quick reminder, please do. And of course, subscribe to this podcast right here. Hit that subscribe button because you'll know exactly when new episodes hit. Ding, boom, notification pops up. Spotify, that's where I listen to most of my podcasts. Boom, look at that, new episode. Let's go check it out. Oh, also had some new sponsorship opportunities come up with Believe. That's the podcast platform that we're on. So you'll be hearing some new commercials, reads, ads, etc. They're pennies in the bucket, honestly. So, you know, don't think, oh, wow, Tempting Fatherhood, it's blowing off through. It's unbelievable. Next up, you know, Oprah. Maybe, who knows? That'd be great. But right now, we're just trying to generate some income to put back in the production value of the show, make it even better, make your experience here better. So there you go. Oh, and also I decided I wanted to ask my dads about stories. We all love stories, right? I love telling stories. I love hearing stories. So I'm leaning more into those as well. And in the past episodes that I've been, or the interviews that I've been doing, some hilarious stories have come up. So I'm excited for you to listen to those. Speaking of, I said I'd get to this coming up. Want to do a quick teaser about the dads who are making up most of season four. I have most of these dads that I've spoken with or about to speak with. So I want to give you kind of a teaser, a little heads up as to who's to come in no particular order, because honestly, I'm not exactly sure which one will be edited first or get published first or whatever. So Chris Meyer, this guy's an author. He's written a few books, one of which details him being the basketball coach of one of his kids from K to eighth grade. Now, this isn't something that you normally hear about. Normally, kids move and, you know, change or whatever. The exact same group of kids from K through eighth grade. Unbelievable. He talks about the change he sees in his own kids and, of course, these other kids as well. Really nice guy. Great storyteller. He's a screenwriter as well. You can tell in the way that he talks. Like, he's got really great stories. He tells some great stories. Also, he's wearing a scarf in the interview, which you'll be able to see now on our YouTube channel, which is great. But he also talked about, this is something I'd never considered before, not only how powerful sports are, like you should coach your team even if you know nothing about it, coach your kids' team even if you know nothing about it, but he also talked about what he sees as these big changes coming up. And if you've got parents in sports, like traveling team, competition level, you're probably recognizing some of this, but a lot of what he was talking about was news for me and was a big change into like how I should anticipate what's coming up for Loic, my son who's two, or even Ellis, who's 8.5, as she gets more involved in team sports. So that was pretty cool. All right, now before we continue with this little update on season four, I wanted to talk a little bit about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform, and to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. Now, a lot of people, of course, face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations. And the reality is the more freeing solution is to find what works for you, right? That's what Attempting Fatherhood's all about. What works for you? Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else doesn't mean it'll work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible. It focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work toward a goal at a pace that's comfortable for you. Noom Weight makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons to help you gain confidence and practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, which obviously is extremely helpful, and a cognitive behavioral approach that teaches you how to be mindful of your habits. Listen to this. 75% of Noom Weight users finish the program, and more than 60% of the users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. That's a big deal. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/believe. Again, that's noom, noom.com/believe, B-L-E-A-V. All right, back to the show. Also, I've got Ro Parrish. He's an actor, a DJ, a host with Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal and a whole bunch of other hosts over there on TBS, TNT, doing basketball coverage. He's a single dad, with his daughter being long distance in Texas while he's in Georgia. So we talk about how that can be complicated. How does he define fatherhood when, you know, when you're not there, but he's still clearly involved, FaceTiming every day and this kind of stuff? How do you lead and love from a distance? So I thought that was a really, really fascinating perspective. And, you know, whether your child lives, you know, a city away, a state away, or even in the same neighborhood, but not under your roof. Yeah, I think it's tough for dads, at least the ones I've spoken to, when there's separation, to try to stay involved and how involved and all that. So I love that he kind of gets into that. Also, Ro and I met doing some hosting work, so it was really fun to reconnect with him. Then we've got Chad Coleman. This guy's a big time actor. He was big on The Wire, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Walking Dead. He was really known for his roles there, and And then Seth MacFarlane has a new show, the guy who created Family Guy. It's called The Orville. He's on that as well. And Chad started his own podcast called Humble Hollywood Podcast. You can tell he's just such a humble guy, such a sweet guy. Big dude, also very intimidating. And I knew that because he's on video, because we're going to be on YouTube. Am I pushing that too much? Maybe I am. We talked about having daughters, what that's like, and then his parenting style versus his dad's parenting style. We really got into this as kind of like, why did you choose what you're doing? It's really interesting. Really chill dude. Really fun to speak with. All right, Kurt Storing. So this guy's from Canada, but it's okay. He's awesome anyway. I've termed him the professional dad. So get this. This is really amazing. He kind of dropped this toward the end of the interview, and I was like, why didn't we lead with this? He went from being on the brink of suicide because he thought he was such a bad father to his son and his wife that his family was better off without him. Whoa, that's deep despair. Maybe you have been in that same place. But now he leads workshops about being a great dad. He is a speaker that tours all around, or did, and now he does Zoom meetings and stuff, and all in hopes of helping other dads be better. So I loved his humility. I loved him saying, look, I don't have all this figured out, and what he still struggles with. We talked about anger management, how he's trying to be his best, just like you and me, but that's a big deal for him, was the anger side. He also has some amazing advice. The whole interview, I could have just like taken my whole interview out and just listened to him because he was so smart and everything. And he's not one of these self-help gurus who's like 26. You know, this person, like, you're scrolling your Instagram feed and it's like a 26-year-old dude who's single, you know, very little responsibility, standing in front of a Lamborghini telling you how you can be a better man. Like, okay, buddy, I'm sure I would have done that if I was in that position, but I'm not. And so he's not that guy, is what I'm trying to say. Also, we talked to Nick Runyon. He founded the Archibald Project. This is an orphan advocacy group, and they focus on the media side. So visual storytelling, posts, articles, resources, which can help bring awareness to adoption and the orphan crisis and the like. And I came across Archibald Project. Actually, Kirsten, my wife, introduced me to them because when we were thinking about adoption, Loic, who's two, our son, is adopted, we watched one of their mini docs, and it profiled a birth mom and an adoptive family at the hospital at the same time as the mom was deciding if she places her child with this family or not. And it was profound because maybe you're like me, I just thought adoption was this very simple process of, you know, someone, you know, doesn't want their baby anymore, so you adopt the baby who's not wanted. And I realized I was completely wrong. I realized the amount of care, the amount of love, and the amount of loss. No matter what happens, either birth mom decides to parent, which is ultimately what you want. As long as that parent feels like they can do it, then great, that's what you want. Or, and so there's loss in the adoptive family that's gone through the process and they're there at the hospital. And then, you know, in some states you have 24 hours, in some states it's 2 weeks. To make that decision, and you can go back and forth on the decision. If you're the birth mom, you have those rights. So it was this really tense, like, oh my gosh, how are these 48 hours going to go? By the way, quick PSA, this is something that I tell everybody when they're asking me, like, oh, tell me about adoption, or like, what about it? The number one first thing I would say is there's a major shift in the adoption community, and it's been going on for a while. I'm just now aware of it. Instead of saying like, oh yeah, he's giving his child up for adoption, or they're giving their child up for adoption. Oh, my friend, yeah, his mom gave him up for adoption. They're switching the verbiage on that, because the reality is they're not giving it up like they don't want it. Ultimately, they do. Ultimately, it's I'm placing the child. I'm making a plan for the child. I am placing the child because I love them so much. So anyway, if you are adopting, or you're thinking about it, or you have friends, there's a little insider tip there. All right. Also, talk to Ray Stoney. Oh my gosh, this guy, easily the chillest ice pop in the freezer. My man, Ray Stoney. I literally met him up the street at an ice cream parlor, so didn't even think about that, but that makes sense. He is an actor who tends to play like law enforcement officer, detective, etc. He's on the show 911 Lone Star. He was also in a really cool kind of podcast project that Remy Malek put together. He was one of the voices there. He's been on a ton of shows. You'd be like, I know that guy when you see him, and you will on YouTube. Okay, I'm done with that. You can You will recognize him, no question. And the timing was really interesting too for our interview. We chatted about various things. We could have talked still be talking. Super cool guy, but he had lost his father just a few months prior, and they were super close. So he kind of talks about that grieving process and about how much his father meant to him. Of course, you know, the classic attempting fatherhood question: what are you keeping from your childhood in terms of the way you were parented, and what is something you're kind of getting rid of? He talked about that. But also at the same time, his dad passes, but then his third child was born. So like this high and low all together. We also talk about work-life balance as an actor. His kids know so much about like green screens and microphones and cameras. They started their own YouTube channel. He talks about why that was a choice that they wanted to do and wanted to get involved with that. And of course, how he talks about race, especially with his two boys. His daughter is a little bit too young right now, a couple months old. But I'm always fascinated by that because our son who's adopted, Loic, is African-American. And so that is something that as a father, I want to make sure I'm preparing him for as much as I can. And also just as a human, we should be more aware of the state of that in our surrounding spheres of influence, right? The people around us. So I do have a couple more guys who are going to be on the show. I'm trying to decide if they're going to be season 4 or season 5. It's really dependent on their schedule. I try to make myself as flexible as possible. So that's going to be happening a little bit down the road. So we'll see who else shows up. So you got a couple more coming too. Okay. I need to get back to editing, actually. So we can keep this party going. I love you. I do. Thank you so much for your support. Please tell all your friends about the show. That's your job today, okay? Just tell one person, okay? And no, this isn't a pyramid scheme that one person's going to tell one person. This is a triangular business model, and there is a huge difference. You should know. All right, I got to get out of here. I'm looking forward to sharing this season with you. So check back, subscribe to the show, make sure you set an alert so you know when it's coming. And we'll talk soon. All right. Also, we're on YouTube. Did you know that? Did you? I'm done. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Attempting Fatherhood. My whole hope with this is that we build a community that encourages dads and that brings new information to the table and gets you excited about living your life, doing what you're doing. And make sure you share this. That's equally important. It's a great way to build community, to share this information with other dads. Start a text chain, whatever. That helps us. That helps you. We grow this community and all that. So thanks again for listening. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Attempting Fatherhood, because we're going to have some of the quotes and some other material there as well. Again, thank you so much and have a great day.